In Simon Reishai and Aleph, we're up to Tezvav, and we'll be doing from Tezvav through Yud Zayin. Kidesh, the Kodim Shetam Hifsik Bedibur. What happens if someone made Kiddush and before he drank, he spoke? We're talking about him speaking something that doesn't belong there at all. Say he spoke about Kiddush or he spoke about the Suda, he said something that was necessary, even though it was also Lechatchila, it does not ruin anything B'di'evid. However, let's say he was mafsig with a dibur that has nothing to do with it. Says the Machaber, Chozur mevarach bar priagofen vein tzarech lachzor lekadosh. The speech is mafsig between his bar priagofen and his drinking, so we'll need a new bar priagofen, but it will not ruin his kiddush. So lahalacha, if someone speaks between the kiddush and the drinking, he loses his bar priagofen, but he does not lose his kiddush. V'hu adin. What happens? He had this one cup of wine for Kiddush and it spilled out. It spilled out before he drank. He made Kiddush over it and it spilled out. Yavi He can bring another kos, say a bore priagofen on that and drink that. He would not have to make Kiddush over again. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what if that other cup of wine he had planned to drink during the meal, meaning he meant that his barei priagofen should cover not only the cup of Kiddush, but also the wine that he's going to drink during the meal. So he could use that wine now, and he wouldn't have to make another barei priagofen, since he had kavana on that also. The Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if he leaves the room altogether, he leaves the makom, before he drinks from the second cup, then he lost his Kiddush altogether, and there he would have to make Kiddush again. The Mishnah Berurah brings up several cases. What happens if he made Kiddush and then finds that what he made Kiddush over was not good wine, say it was spoiled, or he accidentally made a Bar Priagofen and it was water? So the halacha is, if he makes Kiddush again, the halacha is he'll have to make Kiddush again and make a new Bar Priagofen and a new Bracha on Kiddush, because his first Kiddush was not on Lakos, it was on water. So there he'll have to make Kiddush again. Now what happens if he has other wine on the table there and he had das to be Mekadosh on it? He had das to drink it later. So his bar priagofen would go on that also. So he wouldn't have to say bar priagofen again. So he would make Kiddush without bar priagofen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it depends. If his kavana was for wine that wasn't in front of him, say he knew he was going to drink wine during the meal and the wine is sitting somewhere else in the room. So there he would make Kiddush again, but he does not have to make another Bar Priagofen. Whereas if the wine were literally sitting in front of him, then B'di'evid we can consider his Kiddush as being al hakos, on the coast that the wine was sitting in. Even if it wasn't a kos mole, so long as there was a revius of wine over there, we would say that B'di'evid his Kiddush is actually chal on that. What happens if he makes Kiddush on what he thought was wine and it turns out to be water? But he had the chalas in front of him. So there's a daya that it'll work because of Kiddush al hapas. The Mishnah Berurah is cholek, and the Mishnah Berurah says that unless he washed netilas yadayim beforehand, it's obvious that he did not make Kiddush al hapas, and therefore he would have to go make Kiddush over again. Sifte zayin. Lo yitamu ha-mesubin kodem shiitom ha-mekadish mim skukim lakoso. Sheshofech bimena lakoso shebiyodam reikonim O pegumim, avolem hoyulem kosas yain shenim pegumim. Rav Shoyim lishtos kodem shiishta makadish. The halacha is like this: if someone makes kiddush and everyone has their own cup sitting there, they're allowed to drink even before he drinks. So, for example, say leil haseder, where everyone has a cup in front of them, even if one person is being motzi them all in kiddush, nevertheless they can drink before he actually drinks, because the wine that they had in front of them was a kos. It's as if they were makadish ala kos. Whereas, let's say on a Shabbos morning, or even on Friday night, someone makes Kiddush. All the people in front of him have cups sitting there, but they're empty. So there the halacha is, even though they're going to end up drinking from their own cups, they should not drink until he pours wine into their cups. Similarly, if they have wine in their cups, but it was pogum, meaning someone drank, they already drank some from it before, the halacha is they'll need him to pour some wine into it to be metaken it. We'll see the halachas of Pegim elsewhere. Actually, we had it already in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon. So the halacha is if someone drank from a cup, it's pagum, and if you add a little bit of wine to it, that's mentakenin. There too, since they are dependent on him, they're not supposed to drink until he drinks. Further, says the Mechaber Sif Yud Zayin, Ein tzorech lishpoch mikos hamakadesh lekos es yayin shalfei hamasubin elim kein hayu pagumin. If everyone has their own kos, they do not have to get from the kos of the one who made Kiddush. Say Leil HaSeder. The Mekadesh has his cup and everyone else has their cup. He doesn't have to give them a little bit of wine from his cup. Since they have a kos in front of them, it's as if they made Kiddush on that kos. She'oz sarach lishpoch lokol kos v'kos k'dei she'ishtu kulo mikos she'enu pagum. But if their koses are not pagum, then the halachi is that they don't need wine from his kos. Now the Mishnah Berurah discusses something in the Sharet Tzion and discusses something very important. It says like this, what happens if the Mekadesh drinks from his cup? They all have either empty cups or they have cups that are pagum. You want him to pour from his cup into yours to be metak in your cup or just to fill your cup. Once he drinks from it, his cup is pagum. The wine he's pouring into everyone else's glasses is now pogum. Therefore, the Mekadesh, if he wants to be metak in everyone else's kosis, would have to pour out of his cup before he drinks. Not so if he's going to drink and then pass around his cup. With regard to his kos itself, even though he drank from it, since it is the kos that was used for Kiddush, it does not become pogum for this Kiddush. So lahalacha, the Mekadesh drinks from his cup, he can now pass around his cup and everyone drinks from it and his cup is not pagum. Whereas, if the Mekadesh drinks and then pours from his cup into other people's cups, the halacha is they all have yayin pagum now. It would not be good. So what do you do? Either he pours into their cups first, or he is metakin his kos first. So say for example, someone was Mekadesh ala kos and he wants to go and pass it around to many, many people. So what do they do? They take a bottle of wine. He makes Kiddush on one kos. When he's done, he pours a little bit of his cup into that bottle of wine, and now everyone is drinking from kos shel Kiddush. Yeah, everyone is drinking from a kos pogum. He was pogum that whole bottle of wine. What you would have to do is first pour some wine from the bottle into his cup to be metakin it after he drank from it, and only then can he pour into the bottle. Whereas, if he was Mekadesh, and now he pours a little bit into the bottle before tasting from it, his kos is not pagum, so that they're not drinking from kos is pagumin. So lahalacha, the kos of the Mekadesh doesn't become pagum for this Kiddush by his drinking, whereas the wine in it, once it's poured into any other kos, will be pagum, and it needs a tikkun before they drink from it.